Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's your boy Chris, and you're listening to episode 4 on Krabby Cabby's podcast. Stay tuned. Yo, what is going on, guys? Thank you for stopping by again at Krabby Cabby's podcast. My name is Chris, but no introduction needed. You already know where you are and what time it is. If not, I'm going to tell you, it's Krabby Cabby's podcast. I appreciate you all so much for returning. I hope you guys are liking what you're hearing, because you wouldn't be coming back if you wasn't. But anyway, I hope everybody's staying safe out there. Again, like I've said before and on, and you know, I can't stress this enough at how important it is to keep yourself clean and to keep yourself safe from COVID-19. And without further ado, I want to thank you all for showing the love and support that you have been showing in all the last few days. I do appreciate it. Anyway, the last 2 days have been good days for me and everything, so it's definitely starting to pick up a little bit, definitely due to people getting their stimulus checks and all back, which is a good thing. Just hopefully that they're using this on essential items or paying bills, because when bills are racking up, they ain't stopping. Just because you don't have to pay them right now, they are still racking up. Interest is going to be built up, late fees, whatever. And then, I mean, by the time everything's flipped around and everything's getting back to close to normal, you guys are going to have, like, what, $1,000 for an electric bill? $700 on a cable bill? You know, I mean, how are you going to catch up now if you're using your money and you're buying these big screen TVs and new furniture and stuff? You know, it's crazy. I mean, the checks were used for essential, not anything that's not a necessity. You know what I mean? Especially big screen TVs. I mean, what the hell? Anyway, a pet peeve. Here's one of my pet peeves, is where I call a customer and I tell them I am outside, yada, yada, yada. Hey, what's up? This is so-and-so from so-and-so, and I'm outside. They'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, I'm outside. I mean, I'm here. Yeah. Like, that's not the that's not the reply I was looking for. Yeah. And then, like, when I call somebody and I'll be like, hey, it's so-and-so with so-and-so, I'm on my way, I'll be there in like 2 minutes, running a couple minutes behind, they'd be like, are you here? No, I'm running a couple minutes behind, I'll be there in a few minutes. So you're here. And sometimes they be cracking me up sometimes, you know. Another thing, another good story. One day on a Saturday, I worked like from 5 or 6 a.m. to about 10:30, 11 o'clock that night. And my car touched down in 4 different states. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware. Oh, and Pennsylvania. So yeah, 5. 5 different states. But so, going to New York, it was a fun ride. I was pretty exhausted when I got back. But as soon as we were getting there and we were coming out the Lincoln Tunnel, my passenger says, you should have been, or no, she asked me, she goes, have you ever thought about being a race car driver? And I was like, no, but I thought about being a getaway driver. The only problem is no benefits. I thought it was kind of funny. She giggled a little bit. She chuckled. Yeah. But and then, like, coming back, going around the FDR, and then coming all the way back down the turnpike through New Jersey and all that. Coming into PA, yada, yada, yada. It was pretty exhausting. It was fun coming back and all. But I wouldn't mind doing that again, though. I caught on to New York's driving real quick, you know. Going driving through New York, you don't just drive through New York. No, you beep your horn through New York. Like, if you hesitate in New York, you eat shit. Okay, that's all it's to it. You cannot hesitate. They don't do the little hand motions like some of these states law do. Nah, they tap their horn twice. If you don't move, it's your loss, because they don't stop. They'll drift, but they won't completely stop. They'll keep moving. You cannot hesitate. It is your job to not hesitate, because you'll eat shit. And the cab drivers and stuff up there, man, they got some nice cabs. If anybody's ever ridden in a New York cab before, or rode in a New York cab before, they're nice. I will say that, you know, definitely nice. And the way that they got their setup and all on the back partition, with the credit card swiper and all, it's pretty cool, man. It's so cool. Nah, let me stop. But yeah, when I pulled up to the condo building, the doorman was looking at my car, and he's probably thinking, you don't belong here. But I just looked at him like, hey, it's okay, man. I'm just stopping by real quick and I'm gone. So, but yeah, also, it can be a freaking pain in the ass trying to make a left turn in New York City. I mean, what I did was I pretty much made a right, then went around, kind of bust like a legal U-turn. Well, it was legal, so. But yeah, I kind of did like a around the block kind of thing with a U-turn. So that's how I made my left turn. I figured out where I had to go at. And another thing, if you in the front line, like, or at the front of the red light, they're going to beep at you as soon as the light turned green. They're not going to give you a chance to even that. They just go beep as soon as the light turned green. Click beep. By the time they beat your foot's halfway up onto the gas pedal to accelerate. But anyway, if you in the front, you better do what you can and try to get through some of them green lights, because them green lights, they all change in like unison. They all change together. It's weird, but it's kind of cool though. New York, man, the city that never sleeps. But yeah, anyway, so that's my story for tonight. I'll probably come back with y'all with something else tomorrow. Everybody take care. God bless. Good night, sweet dreams. And I'll send y'all, or I'll like deliver another message tomorrow. So this is Krabby Cabby Podcast, and I'm out.